people seem to be interested in wanting to know what happened to Bob Narcissi. Well, through a series of totally random events, I ran into him a couple of times, and I don't even know how he got my address, but I was living on a farm in Maryland, and one day there was a knock at the door, and I was living there with my wife and young kid, and I went to the door, and it's Bob. I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. He had the hair and the mustache and everything. And he stayed, I bet he stayed for a week or so, and we had a great time just reminiscing and visiting places, and that was a lot of fun. He visited me in 71. At the end, he was going to leave, and he just walked away from the house. He was just walking toward the road. And I said, where are you going? He says, I have to leave now. And I said, well, I had an extra car. It was an old beat-up car, but it ran. And I said, you can have this car. I'll give it to you. And he said, well, okay, that sounds pretty good, but I don't have a driver's license. And he seemed kind of naive or uninterested in the encumbrances that go along with the car ownership experience. You know, insurance. Oh, I have to have insurance. Yeah. And the tags and all the rest. And he didn't want the hassle. And so I just drove him down to the interstate and left him on the side of the road. He was going to hitchhike, and it was a sad thing, you know, because we had a good time, and he cooked for us, you know, and told stories, and everybody was entertained, and people came over and met this guy, and now I was dropping him off on the side of the road. And so he leaned in the window when I dropped him off, and he said, now it's your turn to find me. And I drove away, and I thought, well, okay. And a couple of years later, I thought, gee, you know, I always wondered, where is he? Everybody seemed to wonder where Bob Narcissi was. And somehow, I forget, I got his address, and he lived in Boston. And so I rode up on my motorcycle with my wife. I didn't know it, but she was pregnant at the time, about a month. So in 73, I visited him in Boston. And so we got to his place, and it was like a duplex, and he was sharing it with some other people, and he was working odd jobs like I was, sort of, and I asked him what part of, you know, Boston it was, and he said, the shitty. I didn't have any chains or any way to secure the motorcycle, and I was worried that somebody would just come along and lift it, so we got some boards, I remember, and rolled the bike up into his apartment. And his roommates were ticked off. We just shoved this thing up the stairs and got it in the house. And I remember sitting on the roof of his building and looking out on Boston. And again, sharing the stories that he had of his time in Thailand. After visiting Bob, I went up to Maine and saw Steve Critchells. I drove on up into Maine, and he lived in Bucksport, Maine. Or I knew that's where he was from. I didn't have an address. I got to Bucksport, and I just started asking around, hey, do you know this family name, Critchell? And people said, no, they didn't. And so my wife and I, we met this couple who befriended us, and they put us in a cabin, and it was very nice, rustic, you know, it had its own little fireplace in there. And I spent a couple of days just trying to find Steve Critchell. And this older couple, I described Steve and said that we were all in the Peace Corps. And so finally this look of realization came to one of these guys' faces, and he said, oh, the hippie place. To them, he was the resident hippie. And sure enough, I followed the directions and found him. He was living in like a farmhouse or something with Diane Sherman. So I hung around there for a while, and then I drove back. So I think Bob, like me to a lesser extent, spent a lot of time traveling around the country, visiting his old Peace Corps people or old college buddies, and that's what he did in Thailand. He visited a lot of people in the north of Thailand and all over. I do know that Bob said several times that, you know, he didn't want to work. I have a conventional job. And it turns out that he had studied the stock market in a serious way, and he learned all these trading programs, and he bought the software, and he got heavily into computers, and he had all these buy and sell orders automated, and in that fashion he was able to gain a fair amount of money, I assume. And with that, he bought a house, and he told me he owns it free and clear now. And then he bought a couple of apartment buildings that he rents out. But then he said he sold one of his apartment buildings. So I gather he's doing very well. I saw him recently, and he looks pretty much the same. He doesn't have the the hair and the mustache or anything. He looks like anybody else.